This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. The move comes amid World Trade Organization talks over easing global trade rules to speed the pandemic's end. Still, the administration's warning it will take time to reach global consensus to waive the protections under the WTO rules. U.S. officials say the move will not have an immediate effect on the global vaccine supply. Teams of experts are projecting COVID-19 toll on the United States will fall sharply by the end of July, according to research released by the government on Wednesday. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said, "The results remind us that we have the path out of this, and models once projecting really grim news now offer reason to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring." However, experts warn that a substantial increase in hospitalizations and deaths is possible if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions such as wearing a mask and keeping their distance from others. Egypt said Wednesday that it would impose new restrictive measures amid a spike in coronavirus cases in the Arab world's most populous country. The Prime Minister, Mustafa Madbouly, told a news conference his government would ban all events, entertainment parties, and other gatherings for 2 weeks starting on Thursday. He said restaurants, shops, cafes, shopping malls, and social clubs would close at 9 p.m. daily. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to arrive in Kiev, Ukraine, where on Thursday he is scheduled to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other officials. The State Department says Blinken will underscore unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity in the face of Russia's ongoing aggression. The United States is deeply concerned about Russia's ongoing aggressive actions and rhetoric targeting Ukraine, including the increased Russian troop presence in occupied Crimea and around Ukraine's borders. Blinken is expected to restate that the U.S. will not recognize Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia took in 2014. He was expected to call for its return to Ukraine. Blinken will also underscore the importance of American economic support for Ukraine. Since 2014, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with more than $4.6 billion in total assistance, including security and non-security assistance, according to the State Department. The group of 77 wealthy democracies around the world on Wednesday wrapped up their first in-person meeting in more than 2 years, accusing China of human rights abuses and a crackdown on pro-democracy figures, while voicing concern about Russian aggression against Ukraine. Like foreign ministers from a host country, Britain, plus the U.S., France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan all called on Iran to release foreign and dual nationals they said were being held arbitrarily in Iranian jails. They threatened the Myanmar junta, which staged a coup in February, with fresh sanctions and a wide-ranging final communique covering the world's most pressing geopolitical issues, including climate change and post-pandemic recovery. The United States is making good on its pledge to support Afghanistan's security forces with military forces, even as U.S. and coalition troops continue to leave the country. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA late Wednesday that the U.S. forces are actively carrying out airstrikes against Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, where fierce fighting has raged for days now. The U.S. strikes comes as Afghan security forces have come under intense pressure from the Taliban. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.